Welcome to San Antonio. It's a lovely place with the Riverwalk, and you're going to add to the beauty here at the Majestic with one of the most charming, I think, of the Mozart piano concertos.
Charming?
Oh, it's got this
well,
energy.
I'm not sure if charming means the same as in French, but charmant is slightly dismissive.
Oh, yeah. No. I think it's fetching, perhaps, it's very... to me, especially the piano concertos seem simple, and at the same time, this has got a beautiful dark sort of middle movement. This last
movement,
the
slow movement, of course, yes.
Yes,
in 27 pieces, because there are 27 concertos. Although it's true that the first four concertos are not really by Mozart, because the number 1 to 4 are rather a transcription he did from, I think.
J.C. Bach or
one of the Bach sons. I don't exactly remember which one. So let's say that it starts at number 5, which is the first original Mozart piano concerto. There are two, of course, one with 2 piano, one with 3 piano. So let's say that 27, 23, 2, 1, there are 21 really great concerto and completely original. And now I played all. I'm lucky to have the possibility to play all the Mozart piano concerti. And every time, as you say, it's very simple, probably more simple for the audience, for a listener, than for the performer. Because every time we get into those pieces, it seems that we open new doors and new possibilities. We can imagine new interpretations, new understanding, new comprehension of this music, and also because I play with different orchestras. Of course, there will be something new in the sound, in the approach of the musicians. Sometimes I conduct from the keyboard, sometimes I play with a conductor. So, there are different options, and of course the result is different.
Yeah.
Obviously.
It's wonderful. Everyone, since these have been written and performed, Beethoven wrote cadenzas and played them.
Mm.
Brahms, all these sort of guys,
yes.
Knew these pieces. And you're going to play cadenza with Busoni.
who's also a very
interesting composer.
Unexpected, yes. I'm discovering Busoni. You know, it's a kind of name that we know as a musician from the beginning. But we never have don't want to say the courage, but just the will to look seriously at this music. And he was not only the greatest Italian pianist in the turn of the 20th century. I think he died in the 20s, if I remember. So until let's say 1930, he was clearly the greatest Italian pianist, and certainly one of the greatest pianists of his time. And according to another one of the greatest Italian pianists, Benedetti Michelangeli, he said that for him Busoni was really the god. There was no discussion about it. But Busoni was also a very fine composer, who wrote, of course, a lot for the piano, for his instrument. But also he wrote operas, and like Dr. Faust, and I think there are at least 3 operas, which are almost never performed. Very, very seldom performed. Next season, I've been asked to play a concertstück by Busoni. You know, there is a piano concerto, which is a huge piece of 1 hour, something like that. There's a big orchestra with male choir. I mean, it's something just huge. But there is also a shorter thank God, a shorter piece for piano and orchestra called Konzertstück. And the Stuttgart Orchestra asked me to play it. So they sent me the score, and it seems to be a very fine piece. And I will play it also with another piece, which will be a premiere for me, and probably for most of the audience. It's a piece, a concerto, by an Italian composer, another Italian composer, but a different time, because it was the 18th century, called Jomelli. And Jomelli was contemporary of Mozart. He was from Naples. And he wrote a lot of concerto. Apparently he was like a star, I mean, at that time. He was very highly regarded by all the musicians, even Mozart said. But I must confess that I had never heard the name of Jomelli before the Stuttgart Orchestra said, what about Jomelli? I think that is an anniversary, Bruce. I don't know exactly. But oh, sometimes, and you see, we don't play always the same stuff. Because, which is good. It's kind of refreshing the mind.
Yeah. I guess I'd end with talking about the Mozart that, you know, Busoni obviously knew it was a piano and not a, you know, the instruments have changed since Mozart's time. So is it, as you look at the manuscripts and scores, trying to find the right sound? Because obviously we're not in Mozart's time. There's 2,200 seats out here, not just a little court. I'm sure those sort of things, as you were saying, things change with the orchestra, the conductor, or whether you're... The space probably does, too.
The thing is that because there was this... the Baroque, you know, the Baroque musicians who started to reconsider, have a fresh look at this music of the 70s, 18th century, and even now... 19th century, but mostly it was for the late 17th and the 18th century. It has changed for us. I mean, we simply cannot play the same way. I mean, I remember when I started the beginning of my career about 30 years ago. I mean, the way the orchestras played Mozart, it's just something unacceptable today. It can't be, because we know that now it's not. It was simply wrong. It was just not fair to the music of that time and to the music of these composers. And I was extremely interested to see, because I thought maybe in San Antonio, of course I know about the Baroque style, but how will they interpret this?
Yes.
And I was quite interested to hear from the beginning that, although it's not obviously a Baroque orchestra, because they play with 10th violin, 8th, but it's not exactly what a Baroque, a genuine Baroque orchestra would do. But although it doesn't really matter, and but they are very accurate about the phrasing, about some accents which are important in Mozart music, and they completely agreed with a few suggestions I was giving to them. And of course with Sebastian there is a good relationship, and he told me that I think it's last season they did the Beethoven cycle. Yes. Okay. So it probably helped also, because I'm sure that Sebastian worked with the orchestra in a very serious and faithful way towards this Baroque style and Baroque ideas.
Yeah. It's nice to talk to you. Thank you.
Thank you, Bill.